the curve. I'm trying to catch up. These cats, they ahead of me, y'all.
Brendan Burrell, the king is in the building. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on here today, my
man, the king. Y'all can check him out every Monday, 7 o'clock, right here, 103.7, to be dropping knowledge about health. Mm-hmm. So he's coming up in a little bit, but we wanted to get him on the Drive at 5 because they got this little thing going on.
What little thing?
And the little thing, they have you stuck in the bathroom for like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about it.
Oh, Brendan has something to do with
that. No, Brendan have nothing to do with that.
Come on, Rob. It's called cyclosporiasis.
Cyclosporiasis.
Yep. It's a parasite.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Worms.
It's a parasite. It's a microscopic bug, so you can't see it, but it's a parasite, and it lives on these produce, the fresh produce that we've been eating. So the last month or so, people have been getting hit with it. Cyclosporiasis. I'm sure everybody didn't heard about it.
So, oh my God. Is it any way to prevent this thing?
The only way to prevent it is just washing your fruits and vegetables. So when you get fruits and vegetables, and sometimes, I mean, you might be guilty of it. Let's just, you say grapes, for instance. You get a grape and sometimes you just grab it out the bag and eat it. Mm-hmm. You know, so these parasites are living on these fresh produce. So like, orange or banana, you got to peel it to get inside of it. So you ain't got to worry about it on these things. You got to peel open to get to.
Okay.
But like strawberries, berries, grapes, like these things that is just there, apples, you know what I'm saying? These things are just there. You got to wash those things before you eat them. And people haven't been washing them properly. And now there's this outbreak going on with this parasite. So I don't know if it's deal with how they growing it or how they spraying it to make it grow, but some didn't hit to where now we got this outbreak going on. It's called cyclosporiasis.
In the summertime. It hit in the summertime. Like, you know, we need this stuff, man.
So people getting hit with it. It caused you to, like you say, use the bathroom. You go on number two, and it ain't no flu, ain't no substance coming out. So it's all fluid. So it's making you so you don't got no appetite. So you might go 2-3 days without eating. And then you use it in the bathroom multiple times a day, and you ain't got nothing in you to go. So it's just fluid coming out of you.
So it is a weight loss program. might be painful.
It might not like it.
It's basically a weight loss. But I mean, they've been joking about it on the internet, saying people say, I want to catch that disease so I can lose some weight.
But you got to drink some fluids, though, right?
I mean, yeah, you always going to be able to drink. You know, everybody want to drink water and stay hydrated, which is good. You drinking, you know, juice or whatever and water. And that's always going to be able to come out of you because you're going to have the urge to go to the bathroom. So this outbreak is causing people to use the bathroom. It's making your stomach hurt to where you got to go. But if you go use the bathroom and you ain't ate in 2 days, ain't nothing going to come out of you. So it's kind of crazy.
So,
man.
There's no cure for it. So what do it just run its course?
So it kind of runs the course. They say they go, you know, talk to your doctor and they'll tell you a way or some tips on what to do to try and get rid of it. It is reportable to the health department. So you got thousands of infections that you can catch. It's a bunch of STDs and things like that, but everything's not reportable to the health department. But this disease is this cyclosporiasis is reportable to the health department. You know, think of COVID, like that's a virus that was reportable to the health department, and it's things that we have to track and we have to take a list of who has it and where you potentially caught it from. Mm-hmm. So we want to know, like, you know, like you mentioned, you went to get some food the other day.
Yeah.
You told him, don't put no lettuce on my.
I'm good. I'm good on the lettuce.
I
got some trips coming up, bro. I don't mind the weight loss part of it.
But
I don't like using the bathroom on airplanes.
That's a big no-no. So, yeah, it's reportable to the health department. So the health department's tracking it, and we're just trying to find a way to stop it. You know, we're trying to find a way to stop that and keep it from spreading here within Muskegon County.
So I take them clothes.
You take the
clothes that's kind of like, you know, deworming.
Oh,
it, okay. Cloves and some other herbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, matter of fact, it's an online comment. Nicole says people need to deworm. Worse than people don't deworm their bodies.
Any deworm?
You know, there's mm-hmm. there's herbs out there. Like
okay.
When I leave the country, like when I go to Africa, I was in Africa for 2 months. When I came back, I take some deworming herbs.
Okay.
That cleans my body out.
Oh, flush you out.
Make sure. Gotcha. You know, make sure.
If you ate anything.
That wasn't good.
You trying to get it out.
It's coming out.
I like that.
And I don't see anything now, but I remember the first time I'd done this. And this was a while ago, maybe 10 years ago. It was some strange looking things.
Ooh. voodoo coming out of this cat says some strange.
And I don't, and
the only reason why that was, so watch he this. Was somewhere doing some strange. That's what it was.
I knew that was coming.
He hit the pole a few times. I ain't want to tell you, Brandon, but I'm gonna share it with you. He hit the pole a few times, bro.
Wow, that is crazy.
No comment.
No, no, Brandon, before you leave, he's gonna get me back.
I'm gonna let that sit. Wow. I might have done some strange things, but it didn't give me the worms.
Man. so you say, so this flush you out though?
It does clean you out. And, mm-hmm. and there are some different packages out there, but I know mine have cloves inside them, have some other ingredients inside it. And you take a bunch of them, you drink water, you flush it out. Mm-hmm. And they do it in Africa a lot because of the natural food they have.
Okay.
And they're cleansing themselves. Mm. But I don't know if this will work with this. No, but this thing.
To try to flush it out.
Yeah, I know about that. I'm not no doctor to even get on that.
You know, that's a good question because, you know, you want to be able to get rid of it, you know, but kind of how was COVID, you know?
Right.
How'd you get rid of COVID? You
right.
just kind of waited it out until the virus subsided and then you was good. So
what's crazy, you know, and I know COVID was real, but in Ethiopia, I was there early this year. It did not hit them like it hit America. And I'm like, what did you guys do? They said, man, we ate ginger like we always did.
They just eat ginger.
Ginger is in their food.
Oh, okay.
It's part of their daily diet. What? And some of the food that they have in their it's spicy.
The food.
And I don't know if that's the element of it was, they like, we can afford to shut down in. They kept rolling, Brandon.
So I think for cyclosporiasis, I think they do give you an antibiotic. So they will try to treat it with an antibiotic, something that you can only get from your doctor. The one that I've heard of is Trimipram, maybe Trimipram, some type of antibiotic. So you could take it and maybe it helps with it. But again, the best thing is to just try to prevent from getting it in the first place, which is just to wash your fruits and vegetables. If you get a cucumber and you cut that joint up, don't just put it on your salad. You want to rinse that joint off first. Rinse
with
it off.
Hot water.
Well, yeah, I mean, rinse it off. Hot water, cold water. You run it under some water, and maybe rub it a little bit, and
the water.
Yeah,
clean.
Just don't just cut it up. Same thing with carrots, right? Carrots come fresh. You know, carrots. You don't peel carrots, so you want to rinse them off before you eat them. And if you do that, your chances are less likely. To get this virus. So the outbreak is in Michigan. We have high numbers that are spiking. I don't have the exact numbers, but our numbers are spiking higher than in other states. So
there's no fatalities, are there?
Not that we've heard of.
Okay.
You know, but you're going to be, you ain't eating for a couple of days, you know? So imagine a senior citizen who are already low in weight, you know what I'm saying? And they catch this and they don't eat. You know, people need food to take their medicine.
Right.
You know, so if you can't eat, how you going to take your medicine? Now you're going to be super sick. You know, so we want to avoid having it, but a lot of people just been using that bathroom, boy. You can't go to work because you own that thing every half hour. Mom, you sitting out using the bathroom, you know, so that ain't fun.
So should we trust places like, you know, the Subways and the restaurants to have these vegetables?
I would hope that they doing the necessary precautions to keep their clients safe. Mm-hmm. I would hope that all the restaurants and places are doing that. You know, so you got to do that at your own risk.
What do you do?
I've been keeping an eye on things, you know, but the hard part about it, P, is that these are the things that we encourage people to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people to eat fruits and vegetables and to eat the natural foods and stray away from the beef and the chickens and all that stuff. We want people to eat fruits and vegetables. We talk about it all the time.
Right.
When I take my kid to McDonald's, you know, they might get some nuggets, but instead of getting fries,
Brent, your kids to McDonald's.
It's been a while since I took them. I ain't gonna tell a story, Pete. It's been a long time since I took my kids to a fast food place.
Okay, good.
Real long time.
Good.
But using that as an example, instead of getting fries, they getting fruit slices.
Okay.
So that, you know, you get fruit slices instead of French fries. So, you know, yeah, you get the chicken nuggets, but then as an alternative, instead of getting fries, you go get some fruit slices or applesauce or something like that to go along with it. So, but these are the things we encourage in the community to eat, fruits and vegetables. And then we got this virus that's hidden. And now everybody like, oh no, I don't want none of these fruits and vegetables. Maybe I should get some French fries. Yeah.
If I had to sit down for like 2 weeks without traveling, I take my shot.
You'll take your shot.
I'll take
shot. PA say, look, you'll take your chance. You're gonna lose a few pounds.
Yeah, because that'll help. That'll help me out on my goals. You know what I mean? I feel you. But wow, we got some online comments. Nicole Sofa said it's a cure for everything. Missionary Juanice Harrison says detox teas work well on a weekly basis.
Hey, Juanice.
Yes. Nicole says antibiotics only get rid of the symptoms the parasite causes. They don't kill the parasites itself. She says, nope, stay away from all those places. Wash your own, cook your own food. And that is always the best thing to do, to cook your own food. Mm-hmm. STDs, Rob want to know about the STDs.
Uh-oh, Rob. What you got, Rob?
Didn't I tell you he was coming? Brandon, what did I say? He's coming back.
He texts me over here like, man, asking about the new STD they talking about.
He ain't seen me touch my phone, bro. But I told you he was coming back.
Hey, his phone's sitting right next to him. Right. Right. Hey, he texted me.
He said, okay.
he said, I can't ask him. Can you ask him?
What you got, Rob?
I ain't got nothing lately. Okay. I've had some things.
He's good now.
I'm Brandon. Good now.
Be good, Brandon.
The STI race is pretty much the same. You know, summertime, man. Summertime, fine. People get after it, man. People get after it. You know, and there's different sayings for different times of the year. Because in the winter, they call it a cuffing season, you know, where you want to find somebody that you can brew up with because it's cold outside. Right. You want to stay indoors. But then in the summertime, when people, you know,
they're wilding out outside.
You know, they out at the beach. They out at these events. You know, you had the bike pedal time and you got bike time this week. And I mentioned the pub pedal and all these different festivals, 4th of July. So people out here and at the beach and they wearing their short shorts and these guys out here in tank tops, you know, so people meeting people. And then you got STDs that's just brewing in the pot. That's all stirring up in the pot, man, you know. So we encouraging people to use protection. Use protection. And if you don't get tested very often, so if you get tested 3-4 times a year, that's pretty good.
All right.
So every 3 months is good if you get tested. That's if you sexually active. And then just being safe because it's out here. And it's being passed.
It's been handed out for free.
It's for free, free of charge. Free of charge.
I know we laughing, but it's
PA. Five minutes can get you a long time worth of headaches, man.
Is that one? I think syphilis where you can go blind, right?
Yeah, you can go blind on syphilis.
You don't get it cured
if you don't get it treated. Syphilis can kill you too.
It can kill you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Syphilis can kill you. If you look it up, I want to say that cat Al Capone passed away from syphilis. Man. That syphilis can kill you, and it's only a bacterial infection.
Wow.
That's in the same category as like chlamydia and gonorrhea. Mm. Syphilis are all bacterial infections. They're not viruses like HIV, hepatitis C. Those are viruses. Mm. Syphilis is a bacterial infection, and it can kill you. Yes.
What are like signs of that?
You know, just signs, symptoms. If stuff start feeling weird down there,
you'll get a check.
If you go to the bathroom, if you urinate and it's burning and it's hot, something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
Yeah. And if you look down there, you got some discharge pee. If you got your discharge. What they laughing, man? If you look down there, you got some discharge.
We understand.
Man,
we understand. We were young at one time.
Man, it's real out here. If you got some discharge, that means you need to go get checked out.
Do they still put the Q-tip?
No, they do urine samples nowadays.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, right.
They don't take the Q-tip.
No,
twist it all
they don't
off
do that
in.
No more,
that
man.
Was painful,
you just
man.
You pee in the cup.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
They need to come out with an AI app that you can just detect everything. You know what I mean? You take
nice.
A picture of her. AI, let me know.
Am I good?
Am I good?
These guys tripping. That's the 5 o'clock.
Show your ass. Let me take a picture right here.
Hey, you good. 5 o'clock show. Yeah,
5 o'clock.
That's how y'all do it at 5.
Yeah, yeah, we do it. We're taking a bite out of Mimi. Mimi Rinkin. My sister. But if you do, if it is burning, what should they do? Yeah. You don't call 911. No. Don't go to Mercy emergency room.
No,
right?
So STIs are not, as much as you want to say it, and take me for the word I'm saying, but don't take it out of context. STIs are not an emergency. So do not go to the ER if you urinating and it's burning, all right? You can go to an urgent care or go to your primary doctor. If you get shot by a gun, that's when you go to the ER.
Right.
Okay. So, but do not go to the ER for a potential STI. So you can go to an urgent care or schedule an appointment with your primary doctor. The health department does partner services. So if you have a partner that's been positive for an STI, then you can come to the health department. You say, hey, my partner's been positive for an STI and I'm a partner of theirs and I want to be treated. The health department wants to treat you because we want to stop any potential spread. So we want to get all the partners to make sure that nothing is being spread here within Muskegon County.
And so, how long that go back when you say partners?
We try to, as many, anybody they've been with in the last like 3 weeks.
Oh, that shouldn't be bad.
So anybody you've been with the last week, yeah, you shouldn't have.
Should remember that one, right?
Yeah, well, well, you remember that when you was 20, 25? You
know, I didn't have no game when I was 25.
Well, hey, no, when I was 25, that mean you got game now, Pete?
We got a black card now, so that's just
the black card is the game.
The black card is the game.
Black card is the game.
The Zaddy title.
He just pay for something. And then, yeah, that's it. The game.
That's about it. Yeah, it can swipe this right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta get in. Send me your Amazon cart. You know,
I gotta get in more often with y'all, man.
I'm just speaking for the brothers out there. You know what I mean? Brother, I don't have zero. I have zero game, but I know some brothers out there got game.
You had zero game.
Maybe don't. Nah.
Hey, he got game now. That black card. All he do is just. Hey, like let me take care of that for you, honey.
Thanks, man. No, it's hard too.
Yeah,
hey, man, you gotta take me out on the streets. See, one day, you know, I'm just.
Come on, you King Burrell, man. You know,
I want to watch, man.
If we design an app, an AI app that can detect STIs, man, we'll be rich, bro.
Yeah, you'd be a billionaire, but I don't know how they're gonna do it. But you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure we can.
You need some type of fluid. You should know about that, Pierre. You've had plenty of them.
Right.
He got me. I got to get him back.
I got the door, now, Brandon.
Now he gonna get me back, Brandon. Right, just right. Hold your hold.
If y'all got questions, you can hit me up. Let me get them guys.
Because we know what's happening in the penitentiary.
We know.
What I tell you.
Listen, guys, I got to put a fence up between these cats. P, why you talking about Rob in the penitentiary, man?
He just got out, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Look at him.
I told you he was coming back for me, Brandon. It ain't over.
Man, Rob been out a long time, man. He's doing really well.
Rob is still in there, bro. All right. No, on a serious note, anything else you want to share, Brandon?
I wanted to tell, if they got questions, hit me up. My number is 231-724-1203. Again, that's 231-724-1203. I'm at the health department Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Hit me up, give me a call. We could talk about cyclosporiasis or we can talk about STIs. We do encourage still immunizations and all the other stuff. So we want to be there to serve the community.
Brent, one last thing, man. When I was in college a long time ago, my roommate, you know, we did each other laundry. And this dude, he had the package, because you can tell from the laundry. the package. You know what I mean? He had one of them. I don't know which one it was.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, you just gonna ride it out like that?
Ride it out.
Do it go away?
No.
So it will continue on.
Ain't no STI going away.
The discharge, all that stuff.
That ain't going away. It's going to get severely worse. Now, you can go sometime, you know, without like treating it for an X amount of time because you just kind of like, man, that felt weird. But now you just, you know, you kind of just getting through some pains. You like, you know, you got some aches and pains. My back hurts sometimes, you know, right. Just right. Hurting for a little while. Hopefully it get better. But it's just going to increasingly get worse and worse and worse. And eventually it's going to have you down and out. So. You will eventually get treated if you have an STI.
One way or the other.
It ain't going to just disappear. Those things don't just go away into thin air. You gonna be down and out.
You can't piss you that out.
No. If you got chlamydia, gonorrhea, you going to be.
Piss that out.
And for the women, and a lot of them don't have symptoms. Right.
Well, so women that, you know, women have these different things, right? They have bacteria infections. They have yeast infections. They have, you know, when they had a period, they might have an uncomfortable feeling. So women going to the doctor 2-3 times a year versus guys may go 2 years without going to the doctor.
Wow.
So women get caught with things a lot sooner. And it's not because more of them are infected. It's just because they go to the doctor more often than men. So women, they get those same kind of urges, and women typically go in because They might have just came off their period and they think, man, I mean, I got a yeast infection or man, I got a.
Is that normal? Yeah.
I mean, it's not normal. It shouldn't be normal, but it is, you know, because again, women got a lot going on down there, you know, respect and love to our women. They got a lot going on down in there.
Wearing the Gucci mama shorts and stuff, get you a yeast infection quick.
Did I rob?
That's something. I don't know what it is.
I need to have a woman in the room to talk about it, so I feel uncomfortable, but I feel sorry, you know, that they have to go. Some of them just doing what they've been taught to do, and then come up with yeast infections or whatever. Yeah. Maybe we can get Dr. Nicole in the studio. She can talk about it.
Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. Time to go. Thank you, Brendan. He was not scheduled.
No, he was trying to get out of here and get back to the crib.
He get on his boat. He want to get on his boat.
Yeah, people, we got to get out there, man. Yeah, I'll take you for a ride. You and Rob.
I won't fit.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, brother. Yeah, thank you. Time, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Muskegon, tap in with him. He's